Open enrollment for health insurance plans under Obamacare begins Saturday. Our team at Health News Florida is kicking off a series about this second year of the Affordable Care Act. The enrollment period runs through February 15th. This morning, we'll focus on that website, which gave so many people trouble this time last year, healthcare.gov. It's a site that folks in Florida and 36 other states will use to buy a plan. Lottie Watts reports on one man in St. Petersburg who signed up last year but has learned he'll have to pick a new plan this year.
Last year was the first year you could buy health insurance on the federal health insurance marketplace. Phil Ammon of St. Petersburg was one of nearly a million Floridians who bought a plan on healthcare.gov.
When it was first made available, I went through the week of terror with the website going down.
He says the plan he bought from Coventry One, one of the most inexpensive plans for sale on the exchange, wasn't ideal, but it took care of some necessary medical expenses.
I had a colonoscopy this year, as somebody my age doctor says, you got to have it done. So he was very glad to hear I had the insurance, and I promptly went and had the procedure done. And fortunately, everything came out perfect.
He's been a freelance writer for more than a decade, and he says he put off the test because it would have cost him $1,500 out of pocket. Like 91% of Floridians who bought a plan on healthcare.gov, he was eligible for federal tax credits that helped pay for part of his monthly premiums. And there's another piece of the Affordable Care Act that puts health insurance in reach. He can't be denied coverage based on pre-existing conditions.
That single change alone, I think, is the most important to me personally. And again, it doesn't have to be necessarily a function of age, you know, somebody who's in their 40s, 50s, or what have you. Personally, I've dealt with high blood pressure since my early 30s.
And up until last year, he says health insurance companies could either flat out deny him or ask him to pay really expensive premiums.
Now I have, I had insurance for a year, and I got a letter from my insurance company saying that they're no longer going to be carrying my policy, one of the bronze level policies, and I will have to go this year again to the healthcare.gov and get new insurance.
And he won't be the only one, says Sabrina Corlett, the project director at Georgetown University's Center on Health Insurance Reforms.
For people who are enrolled, most of them, in fact, probably all of them, are going to need to go back to the marketplace or healthcare.gov to check their information, make sure that it's up to date, and they're going to need to re-enroll in a health plan.
The companies selling plans in Ammon's home county of Pinellas are Assurant, Cigna, Florida Blue, Humana, and United Healthcare. Coventry One, the company he went with last year, is nowhere on the list.
I guess it's going to go back to square one and on November 15th get on the exchange and start over again.
Under the Affordable Care Act, most Americans have to have health insurance or they'll face a penalty. In 2015, the penalty increases to 2% of your household income, or $325, whichever is greater. For Ammon and others who are shopping on healthcare.gov and need their coverage to start January 1st, they have to enroll by December 15th. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
Our series on the second year of open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act continues next Thursday with information on how small businesses are providing health insurance to their employees. And for more stories about you and your health, visit our website, healthnewsflorida.org.